You are looking live to tape at Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net taking a look at the South team one-on-one wide receiver DB drills. We've got Derek Carr from Fresno State, a quarterback right now, number four. Cody Hoffman from BYU going up against Walt Akins from Liberty.
You see Hoffman there using his hands to get separation, coming back to the ball, catching the pass away from his hands. This is the second day that Hoffman of BYU's had a good practice. You see he's a tall, lanky receiver. Doesn't have much speed, but you know, uses his size as an advantage.
A windy day here in Mobile, so the quarterback's tested, and David Fales from San Jose State, the weakest arm of these three quarterbacks, and as a result, it's been a bit of a difficult day for him.
All the quarterbacks are struggling, but he's had the greatest struggle of all. You saw him in Patton, Florida, running a good route, coming back. The ball should have been there, but it's a little bit high for a short receiver.
Tremendous play there by Jalen Watkins from Florida, reading the route, making the pick, does a very nice job. He's actually impressed both these days here.
That was against Ryan Grant, our mystery receiver from Diego. Got his helmet in, got his number on, and kind of slipped out of his route, which made it look a little bit easier for Watkins to get that pick.
Keith McGill now, the very tall cornerback from Utah, 24 years old, 6'3", number one here on the near side. Looks like he's going up against Jordan Matthews. It's a deep ball. Derek Carr tosses it. McGill in coverage, and they cannot connect.
A couple things on that. You like the way McGill worked his hands, was a little bit physical with Matthews off the line, kind of jammed him, slowed him up, got his head back around to locate the pass in the air. There is a almost nice deep passing catch.
See, and I'm on McGill now.
To Mike Davis. I believe that was Fales, the quarterback, as well.
Yes, a nice toss. Held up in the wind a little bit. Aaron Colvin got beat on the play. Colvin had a good day on Monday, but got beat deep there. Mike Davis could not haul it in.
And that's the thing with Colvin. I mean, physically, he's very good, but mentally, a little bit late to react at times. Nice route by Hoffman. Quickly gets off the line, uses his hands to separate from Aiken, and then comes back to the ball out of his route. It's right there from the catch. Quickly turns it upfield to run after the catch. Two good plays we've seen by Hoffman thus far.
Akins gets turned around. Derek Carr, clearly the strongest arm of these three quarterbacks.
Absolutely, so he's going to have the easiest time to get the ball cut through the wind, and the wind is really, I mean, it was bad with the starter practice. It's been consistent. It's some pretty heavy gusts thus far.
Lavelle Westbrooks of Georgia Southern in coverage. Does a nice job there against Jalen Saunders.
Bit of a slip from Saunders. You know, when we walked out onto the field yesterday after practice, I was surprised how slippery the field is, and I think that's why you've seen a lot of the guys slip. Terrific play by Ryan Grant, Tulane coming back. You got to see how the receivers use their hands to get off, to get separation, you know, to protect their body so opposing defensive backs cannot jam them or slow them up the line of scrimmage. Grant did a terrific job there.
Far side now, we've got Kevin Norwood from Alabama working and doing a nice job against Chris Davis from Auburn.
Terrific route. I mean, sold it. Davis didn't know which way he was going to go. Norwood cut it off underneath, ran lateral, and made a nice reception. It's a good route by Norwood.
McGill versus Jordan Matthews once again. A nice one-on-one battle there. And not terrible coverage from McGill, but the completion is made.
Yeah, that's a good battle there. McGill doesn't have the quickness, I mean, to cover those short passes, which I think is going to be a problem.
We got a cornerback down over there, Aaron Colvin from Oklahoma. Garoppolo on the quick slant there to Cody Hoffman. Pretty good coverage from Akins, but the more pressing thing is Aaron Colvin down on the left side of the field.
It looks like they're looking at his right leg. I don't know if it's calf. They haven't rolled up the knee pads yet, but it's definitely looks like a right ankle, possibly something on his right extremity.
Obviously, you never like to see that. These guys fighting for draft position. Don't want to see anybody get hurt. And a few guys leave after suffering some injuries yesterday. Alabama defensive lineman Ed Stinson, Fresno State tight end Marcel Jensen. And who was the third one, Tony?
Tennessee offensive lineman Juwan James, who actually had a pretty good practice yesterday.
And so Crockett Gilmore, who we saw at the Shrine Game last week, tight end from Colorado State, comes in to replace Jensen. All right, Jalen Watkins now against Ryan Grant. Jimmy Garoppolo, a quarterback. A little little slip from Grant?
It's a lot of slipping from Grant. That's the second time that's happened. But he came back and made the reception. You see far side of the field, Colvin is hobbling off the field with assistance from two of the trainers.
All right, next man up on that side is Lavelle Westbrooks from Georgia Southern, working up against Mike Davis, Garoppolo quarterback. Cutting through the wind. We're coming near side first. Fails to Jordan Matthews and McGill. Fails, goes deep. And a really, really nice adjustment on the ball there by Matthews. Looks like he hauled that in.
Good adjustment, good eye-hand coordination. Now, you got to be able to track that ball and look it into your hands. That's what he did well. Again, with McGill, I am rather impressed and encouraged by the way he turns back and finds the ball in the air. Doesn't do a lot of face guarding. So that is a good aspect of his game.
Former receiver, so he knows how to find the football. Probably illegal contact there from Walt Akins on Cody Hoffman.
A lot of slipping. Maybe the wind has dried out the field and made it even slipperier than it was yesterday. See, on the other side, again, Kevin Norwood of Alabama just running solid routes, very quick in the breaks, and then you got to stay low on exit, be on balance, and position yourself to make the reception. He's done a good job of it.
Ryan Grant against Jalen Watkins coming up here with Fales at quarterback.
Good hands by Grant. You see the way he caught the tail end of that ball, just snatched it out of the air. And that's his game. I mean, he's a solid route runner. He's more of an underneath receiver, not a game breaker. But for the most part, very reliable.
Nice play on the ball by Westbrooks. Didn't fall for the stop and go there. I like that we're getting this McGill-Matthews matchup. These guys are getting to know each other pretty well here.
Absolutely. The thing about Matthews that is a concern is the speed. And, you see him there. I mean, he's basically a one-speed guy. Doesn't have a real burst. But he's smart. He's a big body receiver. Keeps the play in balance running after the catch. And, except for a few drops early in yesterday's practice, very reliable and dependable catching the ball.
Garoppolo in shotgun. Chris Davis. Oh, and Mike Davis just burns him. Just absolutely torches him.
Now, Mike Davis has looked good. This is the second practice in a row. I thought he was, from start to finish, the most consistent receiver on the South yesterday. That was just a great route to leave Chris Davis hanging 10 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Chris Davis, of course, known for that missed field goal return against Alabama. They got Auburn to the SEC championship game. Perhaps his best attribute moving forward is his return ability?
Absolutely. I mean, if he's going to make it to the NFL, it's going to be as a dime back, but his bread and butter is going to be on special teams. Solomon Patton of Florida is another sort of player whose bread and butter is going to be as a return specialist. I like what I've seen with him, his quickness, his route running, and his hands. More of a slot receiver, but I think he's done well here.
Talked about it yesterday, Tony. Jordan Matthews, while he is impressive, does have the penchant for drops every now and then.
And we just saw it there, and there was an opinion that if he came in and had a big week, he could slide into the late part of round one because he's got the size, the teams want the receiver. I don't think it's going to happen from what I've seen the past 2 days.
Norwood going deep, and a really, really nice job going up and high pointing that ball by Kevin Norwood over Chris Davis. And a fitting end to the drill here, the South team. One-on-one wide receiver, D-backs. Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net and Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.